president meeting with Japan's leader. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris landing in Tokyo, Japan Monday, where she will discuss a partnership on Taiwan security issues with Japanese Prime Minister Kishida. On Tuesday, the vice president will attend former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's state funeral. She will lead a presidential delegation. Vice President Harris scheduled to visit South Korea later in the week. As Tropical Storm Ian appears closer to hurricane strength while it approaches the Florida coast, cities and towns are already preparing for possible heavy winds, rain, and flooding. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
State of emergency declarations from Florida and the federal government are in hand as experts try to pinpoint where Ian will come ashore. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor said Sunday on Fox News Live, having those declarations ahead of time
allow us to be able to get reimbursed for a lot of the tasks that our team is performing now and in the event that we have a hit.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis urges residents to prepare now and to heed any evacuation orders that may come.
With the midterms less than 2 months from now, a new ABC News Washington Post poll shows President Biden is still struggling in his approval ratings. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
That new ABC Washington Post poll has President Biden's approval ratings sinking to just 39%. It didn't get any better for Biden in other parts of the poll. Only 35% of registered Democrats want Biden to run again for president in 2024. A majority wants someone else.
Far-right candidate Giorgia Meloni set to become the next prime minister of Italy. A man opened fire at a school in central Russia, leaving at least 6 people dead and at least 20 others wounded. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Despite the latest Fox News poll that shows Democrats with a 3-point lead over Republicans in the generic congressional ballot, Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu tells Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy that his party's messaging will have a bigger impact on voters.
Right now, even nationally, we are talking about the right issues. Inflation, gas prices, electricity rates, these things that are really hitting people in the pocketbook, and it hits every single family. Democrats can talk about social issues and all of that sort of thing. We're talking about, as Republicans and the Republican Party, what matters to individuals.
The entire Kentucky State Parole Board deciding today whether to release a school shooter from prison. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Michael Carneal shot 8 people at Heath High School near Paducah, Kentucky back in 1997. 3 of those people were killed. At a recent hearing, Carneal told 2 parole board members that he does still hear voices as he did the day of the shooting, but he knows not to listen to them now. He said he's on 3 medications and if released would live with his parents, work in the service or fast food industry, and continue meeting with mental health professionals. One board member questioned why Carneal didn't write a letter to them on his own behalf. He said he believed those written by his family covered things. The parents of a 15-year-old girl who was killed said she didn't get a second chance, and Carneal shouldn't either.
It's the Giants versus the Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
The Giants are football's most surprising unbeaten team at 2-0. New York has been able to grind out victories over the Titans and Panthers by a combined 4 points. The Cowboys, meanwhile, probably feel lucky to be 1-1 after an opening week loss to the Bucs that also saw quarterback Dak Prescott break his thumb. Backup Cooper Rush played well in a win over the Bengals last week, and owner Jerry Jones even suggested that he would be happy if Rush was impressive enough to force a quarterback controversy in Dallas. Head coach Mike McCarthy cleaned up those comments the next day, saying Prescott would be the team starter when he was healthy enough to play.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.